You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Matt Ritchie to score and Bournemouth to win is 6-1.
Did you put that in there?
I emailed them earlier on in the week. And Romelu Lukaku to score and Everton to win is in the betting at 3-1. We saw a little bit of something from Bournemouth. Hang on.
Fire alarm!
Yeah. Well, is that the famous bookies? It set alarm bells ringing at the bookies. One of my bets.
Here we go.
Just a test. Leave that in. I like that.
You like that? Yeah, okay, I'll leave that one in.
A bit of excitement, wasn't it? Your face. I think you thought that. I thought the nap alarm had gone off.
No matter what happened, I was ready to complete the podcast.
I heard you in the background. Run for your life!
Once in our other studios, the alarm went off, but there was no audio version of it. It was just a flashing light. And I didn't notice it. I think I was actually doing the punt with you, Ron and Robbie at the time, and I came out of the studio, and everyone had gone. The entire place was deserted.
Well, you get that at parties as well, though, don't you, Lee?
Yeah. It's just a shame there's no fire.
Damn those drills.
Bournemouth versus Everton then, chaps. As I was saying, Derek, before I was rudely interrupted, we saw a little something from Bournemouth last week. They went 2-0 up against Swansea, a team that are obviously struggling with confidence at the moment, Swansea. But they still only managed to grab a point. And Everton looked very good last weekend against Villa.
Yeah, well, if you're 2-0 up against Swansea and you can't hold that and you can't win, well, you know, there's something is wrong with you. I've said for a while at Bournemouth, we're a little bit better than their results implied. But how many times can you say that and keep losing money by backing them? I won't be touching them this time around. I think they're very underpriced, to be honest, because Everton are very, very tidy side. I read somewhere this week, I think they scored 20-odd goals this season, and every one of them has been from open play.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is an incredible record. Well, it tells you one thing. It tells you they're no good with set plays, although John Stones is great with play sets, I've heard. But I would have to say I think Everton are at almost 6-4 to beat a Bournemouth side that most teams are beaten nowadays. I think that's a bit of an insult to Everton, you know. I thought they'd be shorter than that.
Is that a Merseyside joke? I don't get that one.
Play set. Yeah. Set plays. He's young and he's a young lad.
Oh, right. I thought it was something rude. That's just the way my mind's working, I suppose.
Don't you get play sets for Christmas anymore?
Not anymore, no. I've long gone. Don't get any Christmas presents anymore.
No. You know what? When I was a kid, I asked my parents for an air rifle and they compromised. They got me an air guitar. that's the kind of parents I had.
Super. So you're going with Everton, Derek?
Yeah, I think that. Yeah. I think it might well be my bet of the weekend.
No, it was going to be my bet of the weekend, that one.
Dear.
I'll have to fight for it.
Romelu
Lukaku now got 7-7 in the Premier League, so that headline offer looks attractive as well. 3-1, him to score and Everton to win. Ross Barkley grabbed a brace against Aston Villa. And Gerard Deulofeu, despite not scoring last weekend, looked threatening, Mr. Fell.
Just leave it alone. But joking apart, he did look very good, and he looks like he's really a part of that team, you know. And whether he scores or not, his ability to assist is fantastic. And I think players like him are the reason why teams are struggling to hold on to Everton. There is one slightly troubling thing about Everton this season, though, and as well as they're doing the seventh on 20 points, their away form hasn't been fantastic. I mean, you looked at that first away win at Southampton, 3-0, and you thought, wow, that's a marker. Then all right, 0-0 draw at Tottenham, nothing to worry about there. 0-0 at Swansea, beat West Brom 3-2. Good result, obviously, but it wasn't the best performance in the world. Lost at Arsenal and then drew at West Ham. They've had some tricky games there. Now, will they cut loose here against Bournemouth, who aren't particularly good home or away, as we know, second bottom in the Premier League? The only win at home in the last few was Sunderland, who were terrible. Lost 5-1 to Tottenham. I think we're looking at something more like the 5-1 result than we are at these tricky results that Everton have had. In terms of the actual match price, I'm not sure if I can go with Everton, to be honest with you. I just, because of the away form, I'd rather back Lukaku to score than Everton to win.
Okay.
Price. I mean, you can, you know, obviously you can match those up in that enhanced odds offer if you want to. But I think a player of his quality, I mean, every TV show I watched last weekend was raving about him and talking about how he's developed as a player and how he's not, you know, he's more consistent now. He had that great stat that you told us about last week on the pun, which was the fourth player to
score 50 goals before the age of 23.
And he's in great company, and you think to yourself, well, you know, that's great evidence. It's not like there's some nuggets in there. They're all absolute world-class strikers, aren't they, who've done that before. So,
yeah,
I think at that sort of price, against this kind of defence, I think you have to back Lukaku to score any time.
11-8 he is.
What was his stat again, Lukaku? What was it, 50 goals?
Yeah, it was 50 Premier League goals before the age of 23.
I mean, that is a big surprise, isn't it? That he's not 23.
Yeah. That's fair comment. Very fair comment.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.